Welcome back, everyone, to the
Ketchup
podcast. This is the umpteenth time we've tried this. I don't even know what the word means. It just sounds like it'd be a number. I'm your host, Connor Cates, or CTF Football, or the Slide Job Podcast, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Anthony, or YNO Sports, or In the Draft.
Yeah, so this is our third time recording this. It took three times last time, so hopefully this will be enough.
It keeps roped.
Yeah, he's broken, did it? So, lots of news in NASCAR since we last recorded. But let's start with the Roval race, which was threatened by rain, but did not actually get rain. The Xfinity race did, which got a lot of rain, which AJ Allmendinger won. I always like when AJ Allmendinger wins. And Colin Racing trolled everyone by making everyone think that Haley was going to go to the Cup Series and AJ Allmendinger was going to take over the 11, but it didn't happen. That's fine. So we got actually the Cup race, which was wet, but it didn't get rain. So it just stayed the same amount wet and got less wet the entire time. First thing I took away from this race was Chase Elliott is like Jeff Gordon now, where he just dominates road courses endlessly.
Personally, I'm like Jeff Gordon because I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Is he from California?
I think.
No? Maybe.
So Jimmy Johnson is.
Jimmy Johnson is. So you're like Jimmy Johnson. I'm like Ricky Stenhouse. I'll take it.
Yeah, Chase Elliott is very good at road courses. So I suspect Chase Elliott to have at least 5 wins next season.
Ooh, that's a bold take. I like it, though.
I think he wins at least 4 road course races and then
We got a fun segment coming up later, reviewing each win based on talent and how much they deserve the win. That'll be fun.
Wait, each win from every race this year? You didn't specify this.
Yeah, every one of them.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Kansas, not much really huge took place, so I think we can get past Kansas pretty quickly. But let's start with
Roval. Okay, so do you want me to just give a full Roval rundown right now? Just go for it. Just get it.
Go. No. Let's just talk about Ty Dillon first. Winning
Dillon was fast. He won a stage.
He won his third career stage. I like when journeyman drivers do well, especially when they're going to do nothing. I don't think the rest of their – who's he going to even go to now?
RCR.
Maybe. What?
RCR.
But you think RCR is going to have a third car?
It's his grandson.
What number?
31? 39. Don't they have 39 too?
Yeah.
Wait, why did Ryan Newman switch numbers from 39 to 31?
Well, I don't know, but it worked. He nearly won a championship in the 31.
Nearly.
What?
Nearly, and now he sucks.
He came second in that race.
Roush is terrible.
Yeah, Roush is really bad. So John Hunter gets stuck in the grass, and I'm pretty sure that brings out the caution, which ends the stage and Chase risks. No. They went another lap.
They did one lap.
Yeah, they didn't circle all.
Okay, but before anything, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about iRacing Texas champion Timmy Hill getting fifth in that stage. He's not even eligible for stage points because it's a chart or what's it called? Like, what's the?
I don't even know. It's
isn't
like,
there like a term for those teams that like?
Yeah, it's not even like a full time car, is it?
I mean, it is. They race every race. It's just like,
Love the iRacing reference. Big fan.
He got fifth in that stage. Everyone was happy. It was a good stage. But then it got interesting because you had the track starting to dry, and some people were on rain tires, and some people were on slick tires. People that were on rain tires were trying to, like, run the top of the track and, like, the normal Charlotte turns so they could, like, you know, like, get water. It was very interesting.
Yeah, and it's so weird because you would never run the top in a regular race at Charlotte. So I kind of thought that was cool. Because, like, Texas and Charlotte are basically the same track, and you don't run the top at either of those tracks. They're kind of different from other mile and a half, and, like, where Kansas and Chicago and Kentucky. Well, not Kentucky, because turn three is really wide. But you know what I mean? Those more egg-shaped ones. You run the top all the time on those. So it's kind of different that way. But
the egg-shaped ones?
Yeah. So caution came out, but Ty Dillon still won the stage because he's really good. The top 10 at one point is so weird. It's like the Benedetto, Timmy Hill, Ty Dillon was in it, Ryan Newman, Stenhouse. It was, I loved it. It was great.
Ryan Blaney was solid.
Yeah, until he spun out.
Won a stage.
Did he? I forgot.
Won the second stage. Okay, wait. So I was trying to figure it out. They said he'd won 4 stages this year.
Yeah.
Roval, 2 mm-hmm. Texas, and where was the other one?
Probably second stage Auto Club. I think he won.
You would think it was more. Would be more than that, but it sucks.
He would have won at Bristol, but
he would have won many things.
No, I'm saying he just would have won. I don't think he would have beaten any of the drivers. There's 4 drivers that were really good at Bristol. Caution comes out late in stage number 2. I don't remember what happened. I know one time Hendrick was all in the top 7, so that was pretty cool.
Jimmy Johnson was in the top 7 in that race? There's no chance.
Yeah, he was like top 5 at 1.2.
On light green flag pit stops or normally? Because he
I'm pretty sure he ran like 3rd for a couple laps.
Why do I just not remember that happened?
Hamlin ate it twice, which I thought was great. I thought of something fun. Blaney has a lot of friends in that garage. Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace are 2 of his best friends, and then he got his brother-in-law or future brother-in-law, if that relationship works, or if it's already, I don't even know, with Byron. So, got a lot of people that, and you're friends with, and you got your teammates, so like Brad and Joey. So, I bet it's pretty cool to be a driver if you're Blaney.
Okay, so real quick, I'm scrolling through Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And NASCAR posted a video. It's the LeBron block on Iguodala.
No easy block passes or whatever.
Yeah, but they crossed out the word buckets, and then Freddie Kraft, spotter for Bubba Wallace. So the caption is, no easy buckets.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
And then it says passes, yeah. Right? Because, like, you can't pass.
Yeah.
And Freddie Kraft said, you can probably cross out another word, too. Passes. You can't pass at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that more. You actually like the finish. Have you? Let's go.
No, I've changed.
We've got to get there first.
I've changed.
Brad Keselowski spun. Kyle Busch is done.
Matt Kenseth sucks at everything.
What did Kyle Busch do?
Oh wait, were we talking about Kansas or the Roval stuff?
The Roval.
All right, sorry.
I mean, the Matt Kenseth thing.
Matt Kenseth put out there, too.
Yeah, Matt Kenseth, it applies to everyone, every track, except for Indianapolis, apparently.
Oh, yeah, like, the Brad Keselowski, like, spun out, and then, like, Aaron Jones and Matt DiVenditto just, like, parked behind him, so that was cool.
Yeah, that was hilarious. It was like when you stop in front of traffic in Martinsville and NASCAR Heat.
And then Ryan Blaney was leading, and then he spun, and then he went to pit road, and he sped, so that was cool. He still got, like, 5th or something. He still, like, got a really good finish, so.
Yeah. Cool. So, the restart, also, there was a restart where, like, it was, by the way, Blaney won stage 2, like you said, where it was Stenhouse and Blaney on a restart, and they were 1-2, and in the 1-2, the heartburn turn, they get by the heartburn turn, but then when they're coming up the hill to take a right, or a left, I guess it would be, Stenhouse spins. And then you get past the little, like, loop, the half loop. And then Blaney spins. And then Ryan Preece takes the lead for, like, 50 laps. Or not 50, but, like, you know what I mean, like, 20-something. He probably led the most laps in that race.
Okay, so let me make a statement here.
Okay.
Do you want to know who led the most laps in that race?
I would say Preece.
Do you actually want to know? Because it's not Ryan Preece.
Is it Chase?
Chase has won. And this is my next point. William Byron.
Did he even lead?
Yes.
Huh.
A lot. Byron has been consistently actually pretty good.
I just block out whenever he does anything.
He ran well at Kansas. He ran well at the Roble, was inches away from winning Talladega. You could go on. He's been improving a lot, and it makes me happy.
Bowman had a panic attack in the car, which made me sad. Because I think if he hadn't had, do you agree or disagree with this? If he hadn't had the panic attack, I think he could have made a more aggressive move to try to get by Priest and try to.
I would agree.
Because like him staying behind Priest so long gave Chase Elliott the easiest time in the world to just run and lead. And once he passed Priest and once Elliott passed Priest and Bowman, it was over at that point. I mean, I think a caution comes out late in the race or something, maybe, possibly, but I don't think so. So we get a tornado warning, which you don't see that a lot, but I respect it. Christopher Bell on a restart late in the race, I think he's like P2 or P3, and he just messes up completely on a restart. And it's like the second or third time this year he's botched restarts. But remember at Talladega, he was like leading and he nearly wrecked the entire field.
Okay, so Bubba Wallace just like sent it in turn one off one restart and like passed like nine people.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do in video games all the time.
Like Bubba's exactly. It's like what I do in Heat 5.
Yeah, Bubba's really good. I like Bubba a lot. We get the weirdest thing here. Late in the race, I think, so Kyle Busch, there is a caution, and they make Kyle Busch stay out on really old tires, and he doesn't have anything left, so like one lap into the run after getting no tires, Chase Elliott gets near him, and so Chase does the elusive road course crossover, which I've never seen. He does a crossover going down the hill into the second straightaway portion of the race. And I popped huge for that. That was fun. He just literally did downhill, a crossover on a road course. Chase Elliott's unbelievable. Kurt Busch had a really good run too. And he for the course of the – if we're just taking – the playoff was just the round of eight. I think you go – the MVP of that was really Kurt Busch. I think he was really good in the round of eight.
An engine in the round of eight.
Yeah, that's a good point. Anything you want to take away before I reveal the winner?
We know the winner.
I know. But anyway, I gotta say who it is.
I'm going to say it.
Okay.
No, it was a good race. It was fun. Not a really whole lot. You kind of covered nicely. But Chase Elliott won the race.
Chase Elliott did win the race at the Charlotte Roble. It is his fourth, because he has five overall. His fifth career road course win, and
wait.
What?
The Glen?
Yeah,
twice. Last year.
The Glen twice. Then the Daytona road course. Then
did they not run Sonoma last year?
They did, but he DNF'd.
So it wouldn't be four straight then.
Yeah, it would be, because it's Glenn comes after Sonoma, then Charlotte comes after Watkins Glen, then Daytona, then Charlotte again. So it's four straight.
Oh, I like forgot the Roval existed.
Yeah. Chase wins, and I thought he did really good. And
I was hoping for him to go back to the heartburn turn and do the burnout there.
It wouldn't have made sense.
Yes, it would have.
Wow. Okay.
It's Chase, dude. It's Chase, dude. That celebration was so cool. Like, he looked so cool, like, sitting on top of the car, just, like, sitting there.
Yeah. And then it ran away from him.
I was like, marry me, dude. Oh, my God.
Let's get to Kansas. This was the most controversial race of the year.
It was very cold, and then people spun out Clint Boyer's number in the grass.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It looked like a scene from like a horror movie where it's like flashing imagery, and that's one of the imagery that comes up.
Guys, do you want to spell out Clint Boyer's number on the grass? Oh my God, Bethany, that's a great idea.
That was a great impression. You're correct.
Thank you.
Impression. So.
No, I'm too drunk.
Excuse me?
No. I don't know. Warrior fans, man. You never know.
Fun start to the race because it's this rules package and it's really hard to not have a good restart. Chase dominated.
No one almost died in crashes and I was sad.
Hey, Anthony Alfredo got close in the Xfinity Series.
I know. But no one had a Ryan Preece-esque moment.
When Allgaier decided to literally take up all the space. Chase Elliott dominates in the competition caution. Literally no one got near him. And then he won stage one as well. I mean, that's literally the only notes I got down. I do have a note here that said Harvick was leading like midway through stage one, and I have a note here. Chase is chasing down Harvick.
And laugh, Chase, funny.
And Chase did pass Kevin Harvick, but it was because Harvick made a little mistake, a little nudge, and yeah, Chase got by him. And so I have written down here. This is going to change brutally towards the end of this. Great racing and actual passing for once with this package. Take that back. So I didn't watch. There was a lot of football games going on. I wanted to watch the Lions win a game for once, so I watched that. So I missed the Hamlin and Blaney battle in stage two. What happened there?
It was fun, but you know, now that I think about it more, it was it was a preview of Harvick. Logano.
Yeah, so I'm assuming it was it Blaney that was trying to pass Hamlin?
Blaney was trying to pass Hamlin, and he just couldn't.
Yeah.
And then green flag pit stops happened, and then Blaney's picker sucked, and that was that.
Well, that happens a lot. Although, weirdly, late in the race, we see a very uncharacteristic pit crew thing for a driver. You want to hear this? You're going to love this.
But was it a bad pit stop from Harvick's crew, or was it just really good pit stop from Logano's crew? Which one was it?
I mean, Harvick has the best pit crew, and so it would have had to have been a bad stop.
They did say that it was ninth best this postseason, though. Like, since the postseason started, it's been ninth best.
That's weird, because it feels like it's been the best all year.
Well, it has been for most of the year.
So, yeah, this is what I like. Kenseth spins, because, of course, he does. He does at every track. So, I would say for about 90% of this race, Chase Elliott did not have communication with his crew chief or his spotter.
They should have. They said they missed a black flag, though. Apparently, they should have black flagged him for it.
Yeah, that's you black flag him for it. But, I mean, Chase was driving. I mean, it was strung out, and there was not a lot of passing happening. So, I don't know if I would black flag him. And there apparently Bob Cox reported that they think he was in communication enough to not black flag him. So, like, I guess don't black flag him.
I guess don't, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough
That's not call. My one. It's not my thing to call there.
Yeah, it's a tough call to make. However, there was a moment here where we get a awesome moment that we've not seen in forever. Hamlin and Harvick 1-2. Oh, it's been forever since we've seen that. Literally, right? Been
crazy.
A while.
Crazy.
It's been like four races. Legitimately though, when was the last time that they were 1-2?
Let's see. So. Not Roval.
Yeah.
Not Dega.
Mm-hmm.
What was before that?
I don't know.
Vegas. Not Vegas.
We didn't watch Vegas, so I don't know.
I don't think it was Vegas. Darlington. No.
I don't remember Darlington. That feels like forever.
Bristol,
though.
No. Maybe.
I think they were at Bristol. I think they were at one point.
Richmond, probably.
No, it was Keselowski dominated Bristol, and it was Keselowski and Dylan.
Austin Dillon.
Yeah, they dominated Richmond the whole time. So it might have been before the playoffs started the last time that these two were 1-2. Hamlin won stage one, and Kurt Busch blew up.
Kurt Busch did, in fact, blow up. He blew the beans.
Yeah. That's something I've never heard. Blew the beans?
Yeah, I've heard that one either, I'll be honest with you. That was a new one for me.
Blew the beans. I noticed something in Kurt Busch's post-race interview. He's matured so much from being the guy that did the thing with his ears and his mouth to the guy driving by that one time. He's gotten really mature over time, and his interview was so respectful. Like no one's fault. I really enjoyed that. I like listening to Kurt Busch interviews because he's like if Kyle was nice.
Yes, he is his twin brother after all. Wait, not twin brother, but brother.
Yeah. So there's a caution that came out. There's like a lot of cautions in this race. A lot of them. Which I don't mind because you get some cool restarts. I wrote down this here. Jimmy Johnson went from, he's definitely going to win a race this year, to not even being remotely competitive. He was mid-30s at a point.
I do believe he was involved in an accident. Yes, with Ryan Preece. He was involved in an accident with Ryan Preece and had to pit and went 4 laps down. Yes, that's what happened.
Yeah, I feel like my point stands.
It's been disappointingly bad. No, because you want to know what now? He doesn't care anymore. Like, he cared. Now he's, like, just kind of enjoying it, you know? He doesn't really care, I have to go win. Now he's just like, okay, whatever.
Probably the last time he cared was Daytona, and he clearly cared at Daytona. That was the most I've seen anyone care in history. No, I don't know. But
I think he cared at Talladega, too.
Did he even do anything at Talladega?
Yeah, remember? He got wrecked. But he was, like, super mad.
Oh, yeah. But that was, like, when Kurt Busch flipped and Jimmy should have had way more damage than he actually did. So, here's what happens. Kevin Harvick actually gets beat off pit road. You don't see that. You just don't. And because of this nature of the package now...
Joey Logan.
I'm not going to go in depth on the finish because I'm sure everyone's sick and tired of hearing about it because everyone's talking about it. Basically what happened was Gano held off Kevin Harvick for 45 laps.
The package sucks.
Despite Harvick having the better lap times and doing more. It would have to be frustrating for Harvick, but I don't want to like beat on it because everyone else is beat on it. But you actually, post-race, actually said, and I quote, "I liked this package at Kansas. It provides good racing." Now, here's something that I will say.
Can I correct myself? Racing,
yeah, we'll give you a second. The racing is, it's fun because it gives you the illusion that a pass can be made because, he just got to ride the wall a little bit longer than he made the pass. And he's going to get into within like 1 sec, like 0.1 every like couple laps. And then he just falls off and does it again. It's a repeating cycle. And you're thinking, okay, next time he's going to do it. So it gives you the illusion of good racing. But it's not because and eventually she's not going to pass him. So Logano held off Harvick and wins and advances to the championship four. It's hard to say he doesn't deserve it. He's been really good. He's been consistent, getting top fives, top tens. But he hasn't won since pre-pandemic at Phoenix, which is one of my best races of the year. And it's key that the last time he won, besides Kansas, was Phoenix. So
Joey Logano did not deserve to make it to the championship four.
I think everyone besides Kurt Busch, I think, has an argument that they do.
Did he deserve to win that race? Yes. Not to go to the championship.
So what do you think? What do you think you were thinking post race?
Well, I don't know. I think I was just having a bias at the last race because the last race at Kansas wasn't actually that bad. I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't.
No, because here's the problem. There was the illusion for me that Harvick was going to be able to pass him the whole time, so I was super into it.
Yeah.
And then because I didn't think about how, like, Arrow works. I was like, he's going to get him. And he never did. And then, like, later down the line, I was like, wait. Arrow.
Yeah. One of the parts of this race that was the most telling, you get to, I'm pretty sure he had fallen off for like five laps. And so like five to go, Harvick gets to him and he's within like 0.1 for like four straight laps. At some point, you've got to be able to pass him if you're out driving. And he just was not able to. I'm not going to go in here and say that, oh, I'm going to stop watching NASCAR because of the package. I'm clearly not. I still like NASCAR races.
Yes.
But they need to change the package to make it more entertaining. It's clear as that. Just, they know they're just not going to do it because they're lazy right now. Because buying, it's basically like, it's Heat 5 where they're not going to make any new changes to the game because it's a leap year. Like, not a leap year, but it's a year that doesn't matter because next year is going to be, or like 2 years from now. Next year, like you know what I mean. Is going to be the Car of Tomorrow, whatever it is. Not Car of Tomorrow.
Very true.
What?
I said very true.
Yeah. So, like, they're not going to make any changes next year because it's just, it's a new year. Different. It's the same year, basically. There's just going to be a continuation of this year. So, maybe they make some changes. I hope if they go to, like, an egg-shaped oval that they bring back the Kyle Larson and Kyle Busch package that they used. Because that provided great racing in Chicago, man. So, that's my thoughts on the package. I think that's all I want to say about it, because just everyone's talking about it, so it's just going to be boring to hear us talk about it.
True. Yeah, we don't like it.
Do you have anything else to say?
Package sucks.
Okay, thanks. Let's get to the silly season news, because then it'll be quick. Kyle Larson has been reinstated to NASCAR. I'm pretty sure it was early last month. It wasn't reported until a couple weeks ago, but it was early, or like a week ago. It was early last month, I believe, that he wrote or he asked for his reinstatement. And NASCAR accepted that today and said that it'll be effective January 1st. So what do you think about this situation?
I'm glad he got reinstated. He deserved to be. He did everything he needed to and more, actually. And I can tell he's actually sorry for, you know, what he said. And I'm excited to see him go to Hendrick Motorsports.
Say that again.
I'm excited to see him go to Hendrick Motorsports.
Yeah. I mean, there's still a part of me that's like, oh, they're going to Rick Larson pick Gragson or something. But if there's...
Gragson already signed an extension, so that's not going to happen.
Oh, okay, then Allgaier. There's still something in my brain that's like, oh, Corey LaJoie asked to be in it. And Corey LaJoie... So, like, in deep inside, I know that it's going to be Larson, but, like, I'm cautiously unoptimistic about it. Just in case. So yeah, Larson's back. He's my favorite driver. He's been my favorite driver since he flipped his everything at Daytona in 2012 in the Xfinity race where an engine hit a fan. That was weird. And he's back. Assuming he will go to the 88, it will be, I'm informed by Dale Earnhardt Jr. himself that he has heard that it will be the 5 car. So, that is something
they're going to rebrand the 88 to the 5.
That's what I heard from Dale Jr. on his podcast. So yeah, 5 car it'll be. And I'm definitely going to get a 5 car hat at some point. Cause
you like the 5 car. Interesting.
Cause if I go to the Bristol Dirt Race, I must wear something to support. Hey dude, I still didn't, my dad hasn't even said anything. I've been saying like, hey, we need to go there. And he just laughs. I don't even know if he thinks I'm serious.
Okay, well, for the record, like, we don't have to, like, sit together. Like, I'm gonna go, and I can, like, see you.
Yeah. And I'm sure it'll still be spread out in a way, but people are gonna want to go to that race. People are like, oh, it's a stupid idea, but also are like, I want to go. So, there will be a lot of people there. Crap. So, I think it's about to cut off. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will do a second part to this if it does cut off. And I'm assuming it will cut off in a second. But if it doesn't, I'm just going to keep going. We got Chase Briscoe announced to the 14 car. Briscoe has 9 wins this year. He said he needs 8 to stay with Stuart Haas. Oh, you're back. You're back. Are you back? Hello. I can hear his static, so hopefully he'll be back in a second. So yeah, Chase Briscoe to the 14, is definitely a no-brainer move. Seeing as how he's won 9 races, he's been the best Xfinity driver this year. He was the first to lock himself in the championship four. They've basically been grooming him for a long time to be in that car, and that's finally come to fulfillment. Chase Briscoe is going to the 14 car to begin the silly season next year. So, very impressive stuff. I love the idea of Briscoe in the 14. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a great move for them. Thank you, everybody, for watching. If you do enjoy, go check out Anthony, YNO Sports, and In the Draft. And I'm TTF Football, or the Slapjaw Podcast on Instagram. Check us out. Thank you for watching. We'll see you.